So this is a Sikha of Va'era, Tavshin and Beis, and also tonight is Chav Ches Tevis. It's the Rebbe Sachana's birthday. The Rebbe makes mention of it here in the Sikha also. The Sikha, the Rebbe begins with the beginning of the Parsha, where it says, Va'era Lavram El Yitzchak Vel Yaakov. Hashem says, I appear to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but Mikael Shin Dalad Yud. I appear to them with the name Shin Dalad Yud. Shmi Havaya, but my name, Havaya, which is Yudke Vodke, Loi Nodaiti Lahem. I didn't make that name known to them. So Rashi explains that Hashem revealed himself to the Ovis, Hashem revealed himself to Moshe. But what it says in this pasuk is Hashem is telling Moshe, the way I revealed myself to you is not the way I revealed myself to them. To them, I revealed myself on a lower level, which is the name Shin Dalad Yud. And to you, I revealed myself from a higher level, Yud Kei Vavke. That's what the meaning of these words are. And that means that the level of godliness that was revealed in the time of the Ovis was a lower level. The level of godliness that was revealed in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu was a higher level. And even though generally speaking it's to Moshe, but specifically it's connected to the fact that later Moshe was the one to give the Torah to the Yidden. So it means that obviously the way Hashem came into the world after the Torah was given is in a much greater way than before the Torah was given. And it's greater in two things. Number one, it's godliness is more revealed now than it was revealed then. In the sense, what does it mean more revealed? So as we know, it says in Chassidus, the difference between when the Torah was given and before is before they had the ability to draw godliness into the world, but the godly light did not penetrate the physical and did not transform the physical. And when the Torah was given, then that godly light was drawn into the physical and it transformed the physical. So that's number one. The difference is how deeply it penetrated the physical realm. But there's another difference. And that is that in the times of the Ovis, it was not the same level of godliness. In other words, it was a lower level of godliness. In times of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a higher level of godliness, which explains that the reason why by the Ovis, the godly light, was not capable of penetrating the physical, wasn't because it was from a lower level. And in Moshe Rabbeinu's times, the godly light that came into the world was from a higher place. That's why it was capable of penetrating the physical. Whatever says that, when Mashiach comes, that'll be the third stage. In other words, just like Moshe Rabbeinu received Shem Havaya, and before it was not Shem Havaya, that's when Mashiach comes, it'll be like Shem Havaya compared to what Moshe Rabbeinu had. It means altogether there are three stages. One is in the times of the Ovis, it's from a lower level and doesn't penetrate as much. The other is Moshe Rabbeinu, from a higher level, and it penetrates more. And the third is, when Mashiach comes, it's from the highest level, and it penetrates the most, in the most complete way. And that's what the first part of the Sikha goes into, these three eras, what does it mean, and the differences, a lot of details. So now we'll go to the sheet that I give out on page 260. Yesh l'kasher omu l'hil, as was said before about the three tkufis, to be connected in a zman shekirim by Yishanazu Parshas Ba'era Vaschalosa Parshas Boy Shabbos Mabarak and Chedesh Shvat. I should really add one part before we go on. Now the Rebbe says, after he explained the whole thing, the Rebbe says the three Parshas Shmois, Ba'era and Boy represent the three time periods. Shmois represents the time period in a sense before Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the time when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, and that was a preparation for the Torah. Parshas Bo'era, as it starts off, Hashem says to Moshe, to you I reveal myself in a higher way. That's the second time period. And Parshas Bo is the third time period. Why is Parshas Bo the third? The reason is based on the Zohar. The Zohar says on the word Bo'yo Paroi, that the word Paroi, of course, means the king of Egypt, which is evil. But everything also has a deeper spiritual meaning. And Paroi means Ispiriu Vizgalni Menei Kol Nehoi. The Zohar says Paroi also represents a level when all the lights of Hashem and the highest levels of godliness will be open and revealed the way it will be when Mashiach comes. So the words Bo'yo Paroi allude to the time of Mashiach. So these three parshas, Shemayis, Bo'yo, and Bo'yo, are these three time periods. So now we'll go to page 264, where it says Shemayis is, it says that when Yidden was suffering in Mitzrayim, that was the preparation to Matan Torah. So that's equivalent to the life of the Ovis. They prepared the world for Matan Torah. Bo'era begins by Hashem saying to Moshe, I appear to you in a new way which I didn't appear before. So that's the second level. Well, why Moshe? Because Moshe was going to give the Torah to the Yidden.
So that's,
and Parshas Bo'i, the parsha itself, we don't see talking about Mashiach, even though it's about Geula. But the Zohar says, it's hinted in the words, Bo'o Paroi. Paroi literally is Klipa. But it comes from a Paroi to Kedusha, is a spirit called Nahirin, which means it represents a level where all the lights and all the levels of godliness become open and revealed, and that's going to be when Mashiach comes. And I guess if you want to connect it to the parsha literally, where the parsha is about Geula, and I guess Geula of Mitzrayim alludes to the Geula of Mashiach. But mainly it's in the words Bo'yo Paroi. So Tess, the Rebbe says that all this is specifically connected to Chodesh Shvat. Shabbos and Baruch Hu, that year to Shabbos and Baruch Hu. Shabbos and Baruch Hu Chodesh Shvat is B'siyim Chodesh Tevis. It's always at the end of Tevis. And Tevis is Chodesh Asir, the 10th month. Boy Nimshak is Abrocha B'Nesim is Koyach L'Chodesh Shvat. In the end of Tevis, we get the Brocha for Shvat. And what's Shvat? Chodesh Achad Asa. So Tevis is the 10th month, and Shvat is the 11th month. What is the difference between the 2 months? Yishleima Shavasim Chodesh Asiri, Shleima Samispar. The 10th month is the number 10, represents completion, the complete number. As we know, all numbers end with 10. And the number 20 is only 2 times 10, and 30 is 3 times 10, and 100 is 10 times 10, but 10 is the most complete number you can get to. So the number 10 represents how we complete our avodah in the time of Golos, the shleimus and the avodah that we can do in the time of Golos. And what's 11? So even though here the Rebbe says it briefly, but there are many sikhs where the Rebbe, in fact, even this year in Beis, a few weeks later, the Rebbe elaborates on this much more, that the difference between the number 10 and the number 11 is 10 represents the completion of our avodah in Golos, and number 11 represents Geula. Because whoever brings all the sources, that 11 means one above 10, which represents the infinite, and all that represents Geula. So the Rebbe many times explains that the Friedrich Rebbe, his Yahrzeit is on the 10th, Yud Shvat. And it was in the year which was the 10th, Tav Shin Yud, because he completed the Avodah of Golos. And the next generation, the Rebbe calls it the 7th generation, which means the Rebbe's generation, that was in Yud Aleph, and it began also in the month of Shvat, which is the 11th month, and it began Tav Shin Yud Aleph a year later, which is the 11th year. So basically the 10 leads us into the 11th, and that's what it means. Shabbos Mevarchim Tevis gives the Koyach for Shvat, and Tevis and Shvat are similar to the 2 weeks of Va'era and Boi. The relationship between Shvat and Geula is hinted in the name of the month. We know that in the Chumash and in Tanakh, the months don't have names, they have numbers. The first month, the 7th month, the 8th month, and the 10th month. But the Gemara says when the Yidden went to Golos and they came out of Babel, that's when they started to use names, Shvat. What's the relationship between Shvat and Geula? So the Rebbe gives two reasons. Aleph, Meloshen Shiftei Moishlim. Shifta Meishla means a ruler has a rod. A rod represents rulership. And especially the rulership of Beis David, as it says, "Layaser shaved me Yehuda." That rulership will never be taken away from Yehuda. And Rashi brings me David va'elach from David Amalek and on, "Elu Rashi Golish shebevava shereidin esam b'shaved." All the leaders of Jewry in the times of Bavel, that they ruled the nation b'shaved with a rod. So we see the relationship between the word Shevet as a Shaykhah to Malchus Beis David. Ad ki yavi shiloi, Melech HaMashiach. And what does it say in reference to Mashiach? Would come Shevet b'Yisroel. And why is Mashiach called Shevet? Again, it means Melech Reide U'Moshel. Then Melech HaMashiach. So we see from this that Shvat is connected to a rod, which represents rulership, and it's specifically the rulership of Mashiach. That's one reason. Another connection between Shvat and Mashiach. Shvat also means branches. Voloshen anav ilo. That's why the Shvatim are called Shvatim, the 12 branches. And that's also connected to Mashiach, like it says. Yotze chaytim megeza yishai, emeitze misharosh av yifra. That there will be a branch that will come out of the stem of Yishai, and this branch will grow out of its roots. So, how does the Mefarshim explain that? Yotza Shevet Melucha will be a branch of Malchus, of royalty, that will come out from which roots? Yishai, Mizera David, Umelech HaMashiach. So we see that Mashiach is both Shvat Meloshen, ruling, a rod, and Mashiach is also Shvat Meloshen, a branch. So the month of Shvat in itself is connected to Melech HaMashiach. That's the name of the month itself. And especially in our generation, we see even more the connection to Mashiach. But Goshi Yisera B'derein is there. Shasir B'Shvat, Asir Yekedesh, Hu Yayim Yilula, the great Kedushim Baruch HaMiyad, and Asir Derein. 10 days Shvat is the Yartzeit of the Frida Kereva. And in Yodesh El Yilula, the Alter Rebbe explains that everything the tzaddik did his whole life becomes nizgala, and it shines into the world, and it has its complete impact on the world on the day of the Yartzeit. And the main thing is shekoyel anasinus koyach al hemshich atzmicha b'yeses seis b'yeseros la'achir stalkusay k'teitzah mazriyah d'chol maisa v'terosah v'dosah shavu v'poli mechayu. Just like when you plant the seed in the ground, the seed is planted, but later, things go out of the ground as a result of the seed that was planted. The same is with tzaddikim, specifically the Frida Kereva, that everything he did during his lifetime was like planting a seed. And now, after Yitzvah, we see whatever's growing is a result of the seed that he's planted. And what's growing out? Of course, all the good things, but at the tzmicha will be Mashiach, and as we know, Mashiach is the term that's used regarding Mashiach is also tzmicha. The reference to Mashiach is called tzemach because he'll grow out. That's what it says. Dair achir shal gadol derish shagula kedusha shal nasi dereinu, like the Friedrich Rebbe testified that kol kol akitz and everything is already finished and everything is ready. Shulchan Aruch, the Sudas of Yosin, the Sher Abar, the Yain HaMashumun, and now we just have to make it actual. So the Rebbe is saying that Bechlal, the Friedrich Rebbe, is connected to Geula, and number 10 is connected to Geula, and number 11 is connected to Geula. But now the Rebbe explains it more specifically. Yishleima, Sheklolos Azman HaKosherim Yayim Elulad Asir B'Shvat, which is Shivim Shon of the 70 years of the Friedrich Rebbe, B'Chaim Chayus HaBalmedein, and also the 40 years after that. In other words, when the Rebbe gave the Sikh, it was like more than 40 years after Yitzvah. We can say that the Friedrich Rebbe's life is also divided into three tkufas, three time periods. And the three time periods is Al-Derech HaBedugmas Gimla Tkufas HaKlolius V'meshach Kol HaDeiris. The three time periods in the Friedrich Rebbe's life is like before Matan Torah, Matan Torah, and Yemei Samashiach. And it's similar to what's hinted in the three parshas, Shmois, Va'era, and Boy. How's that? Tkufa Rishayna, the first period is Arboim Shana, the 40 years, Bizmanis Yusuf Shalom. The 40 years during the Rebbe Rashab's Nesius, so the Friedrich Rebbe, was also doing things then. But whatever he did then was like the Avodah of the Ovis. It was a preparation for later. Oz Hiskel Shleimus Sin, the Fatza Mayonis Chutza. The Rebbe Rashab began like the last and final stages of a Fatza Mayonis to bring Mashiach, especially through establishing Yeshivas Temple Tzmimim. And the Friedrich Rebbe was the one who was the Menayel, the Nihulay, Shabbanay Yechidah, he was the principal. Al Derech Abedugmas Abedis Ovis, Bachon Abaschol O'in in the Matan Torah. Just like the Ovis, they prepare the world for Matan Torah. So the Friedrich Rebbe, when he was actually a Rebbe, and he brought Godness into the world as a Rebbe, that was his personal Matan Torah. The 40 years before that, that was the time of preparation. That the world was being prepared for all the things that he was going to do later as a Rebbe. So that's Tkufa Shniyah, the second period. The 40 years of leadership during his lifetime, from Tafresh Pei to Tafshin Yud. Shabahem Oya Chidish Am Yuchid Shaloi, that was the Friedrich Rebbe's unique time. He turned Nasi as the Nasi of Teres Chassidus Chabad, and spreading the Mayonis Chutza, and especially the last 10 years, there especially we see that it's like Matan Torah. Why? And the last 10 years is Gumar Vishleimus Avidasa. Last 10 years, because it's the last 10 years, it really represents the essence of the Friedrich Rebbe's Avodah. The Rebbe says this in many places, that everything you look at has many details. Initially, you look at it, you see certain details. You look deeper into it, you see smaller details. And literally, there could be thousands of details to anything that you go near. But if you want to know what's the essence of all these details, you can recognize it either by the beginning or by the end. Because the beginning expresses the essence of everything, and the end expresses the essence of everything. So many times, I've ever said that when you look at what Friedrich Rebbe did, at the end of his 30 years of leadership and at the end of his 70 years, that expresses the essence. And the end was a Fatzim Yonis Futsal B'chatzi Kada Atachim, bringing Chassidus in America, and that's a place to Lahoya Matan Torah. The Friedrich Rebbe explains what's unique about America is it's a place which is the bottom half of the globe, that the Matan Torah experience didn't take place. So by coming here, it was like doing what was not accomplished yet completely through Matan Torah. That's why the Rebbe said that the Friedrich Rebbe's 30 years in America, 30 years of leadership, and specifically the last years of America, is equivalent to Matan Torah. What's the third period? Tkufa Shlishis, which is equivalent to Mashiach and Gula. That's Hemshech and Nesiyas La'achri Stalkusa. That's the continuation of the Friedrich Rebbe's leadership, but after his lifetime. And that began the Yom Ashtei Asal HaKadosh on the 11th day of the 11th month in the 11th year, Tavshin Yud Aleph. Very clear that the Rebbe is referring to his personal leadership, that when did the Rebbe's Nesiyas began Yud Aleph, Shvat, Tavshin Yud Aleph. The Rebbe refers to it as a new level of continuation of the Friedrich Rebbe's leadership. Shenitaisa B'yeser says, B'yeser is, B'afot Samayon Eskutza, B'chol Katzvi Tevel, B'av Degmar V'shleimus Aveda. First of all, the spreading of Chassidus became much more intense, and also much more around the world, not a place in the world that doesn't have Chassidus. And now everything is ready for the Sud of Vassal of Yemoysa Mashiach. So that's how we see by the Friedrich Rebbe, the three time periods, the 40 years before the Nesiyas, 30 years during his Nesiyas, and the 40 years after his Nesiyas, which is also his Nesiyas, but in a different way. The Pratius Yosa, then the Rebbe says we can also be more specific and find these three time periods during the lifetime of the Friedrich Rebbe when he was Rebbe. In other words, focusing specifically on the 30 years of the Friedrich Rebbe's leadership. Tkufa Rishayna, the first period is Maschalas Nesiyusei Adla Maisei Vagula Vayitzim and Medina Ahi. first, the Rebbe always said that the Friedrich Rebbe's life as a Rebbe is divided in 3 decades. The first 10 years were in Russia, the second 10 years mainly in Poland, and the third 10 years in America. And it wasn't just a different geographic location, it was a different avodah. The first 10 years was a time of arrest, a time of suffering, a time of Gzeiras HaMalchus. That was the time when the Friedrich Rebbe was being persecuted and pursued by the KGB constantly. It's only that finally that he was arrested in 1927. But really, from the day he became a Rebbe, he was constantly being pursued. And the Friedrich Rebbe was arrested, I think, 3 times before he became a Rebbe. 7 times altogether since he was a child. But after he became Rebbe, he was arrested 2 times before the arrest of Yud Beis Thomas. So that's like the Avodah of Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim was a time of suffering, and the suffering in Mitzrayim was a preparation for Matan Torah. Ikar Avodasai Mesiras Nefesh Mamish Al Derech Ovis. That's A. B, the second Tkufa, is Bebaye Bemedinas Poland. He came to Poland. That's when it began to spread Chassidus Chabad. Ad Oz, he began to spread it in a place, in a country that until then, for the most part, it was Chassidus Poland, and not Chassidus Chabad. In other words, the meaning of knowing Hashem as it is in Chabad wasn't there. And just like B'matan Torah, what was accomplished? V'yadaitam k'ani avaya, Yidden began to know Hashem. So on a final level, this is the difference between what was in Poland before the Friedrich Rebbe came and after. And it's not talked about a lot, but the truth is when the Friedrich Rebbe went in Poland and he was spreading Chassidus Chabad, it wasn't such a simple issue. In other words, there were a lot of big Rebbes who were not Chabad, and they were having a little bit of a hard time that Chabad is starting to spread and get into like their territory, so to speak. But seemingly that was part of the Avodah of spreading Chassidus all over, first in Russia, then in Poland, and the third period, Tkufa Shlishis, V'boi L'chatzi Kadar HaTachten, Sheik HaBedosu HaYisav HaFatsa Meyonus Chutz HaMamish, V'Karev V'Lazares V'Lahobis HaGula. As you know, when the Friedrich Rebbe came to America, in the first year that he was here, Tavshin, and really it started Tavshin Aleph, actually a month before the Rebbe arrived, that's when the Friedrich Rebbe began his campaign and came out with a kol kaira la'alta, the tshuva la'alta la'gula, which means the third time period is all about Geula, all about redemption. So these 3 things of Shmei, Zveira, and Bai, you find by the Friedrich Rebbe in a general way and a more specific way. The Negei Lepeil, what does this mean practically? Bamdeinu b'Shabbos mevorkum chodesh Shvat. As we say, stand on Shabbos mevorkum Shvat. Koilo b'nyuchid asiru b'Shvat. This is the Shabbos that's connected to the whole month of Shvat, the Chlal, and specifically the 10th day of Shvat. Tzarech kol echad ve'echad lekabel al atzmein. Every one of us should accept upon themselves the Hoysev, the Yeser says of the Yeser Ois, to add the more strength, the more energy in the Maisim and the teaching and the Avodah of the Bali Lula. Where Kedushas Merv Chamiyad and the Sidar Eimah. Sher Hareinu Midrachov and Nelcho Berchoysev Netzel Selavoy. Befrat, and especially to add the Habitl, the meaning of Bitl, the Iskashrus al Kvei Kedushas Merv Chamiyad and the Sidar that this is the time, Yud Shvat is a time for all of us to increase and to reinforce our bittul and our skashus to the Rebbe. As we know, the Rebbe keeps speaking about bittul and skashus to the Friedrich Rebbe. But we understand also that our skashus to the Friedrich Rebbe is through our bittul and skashus to the Nasi of our generation, which is the Rebbe. The Rebbe is the Nasi Hu Akel. Every person, his entire Metzius, and everything that he has, Bakel, Mikel, Koel, Nasim, Kodesh, Lunasi Adair, that a person designates it, that it's all given away to the Nasi Adair. Which means, what does it mean giving everything away to the Nosi Adar? Everything I have means my mind, my heart, my hands, my feet. Everything I have is permeated with kiyum shlichus shel Nosi Adar, with fulfilling the shlichus of the Nosi Adar, which is Moshe Rabbeinu Shebeder, which is Goel Rishon Goel Achron. The Iker Inyan of the Nosi Adar is Lahavi Lameisa Mashiach, but for Mamish to bring Mashiach. Lahoisif. Shayidiyah should take it from Yad Mamish. Nichnas Kveit Dushan Meruch HaMiyad Menasidar Ein. If everyone of us will know and understand that taking from Yad Mamish, the Rebbe walks in, because the Hikit of Aran was Sheikh Niyafar, Ummabid HaKol Echad V'Echad Machsidim, V'Mekushorim, and he looks at every chassid, and not only looks at him, but Livcha, and he examines him, my mother Matzavi, where he's holding. Mo'irer is that thought alone, that at any moment it's possible for the Rebbe to walk in, and the Rebbe will look at me and look at what I've done. Mo'irer is the Pa'elis, the Sayim, the Hashlim, the Gamalosh and Shleim is the Skoma Seinim of the Seinim. Every one of us should complete his Avodah that he's meant to do. The times when the Rebbe said that Mashiach is going to come, he's going to give everybody Yashar Koyach for everything that they personally did to bring Mashiach. So I guess, and there were times when the Rebbe said when Mashiach is going to come, he's going to ask every single person, what did you do to make this happen sooner? So I guess this is similar. The Rebbe says, Mashiach is going to come, the Rebbe is going to come, and he's going to look at every chassid, and he's going to look at him in a way to know what, how did you do your avodah. So just knowing that, the Rebbe is not saying chas v'shalom, who knows what's going to happen. Okay, the Rebbe is saying, think about it, and that'll inspire us to do more of whatever we can to finish our avodah. The Rebbe says we should make a special for bringing, starting from Shabbos, Mubarak Shvat. As it says that Shabbos b'chal is the time for b'brengis, l'hakol kilos b'chal Shabbos. The Ikon is based b'ti k'nasiz, b'ti medrashis, l'umay b'hem teru l'rav, u'b'frat b'reshchoy d'shvat. Especially reshchoy d'shvat, it should be a b'brengin. Leisa b'alanog l'achreinu b'chal rosh chadosh. In addition to the fact that every reshchoy d'shvat is a b'brengin, specifically reshchoy d'shvat. And what's so unique about reshchoy d'shvat? Not every date is found in Torah. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is in the Chumash. Vashteich Esa Chodesh on the 11th month. Vechela Chodesh, the first day of the month. Hoyel Moshe Bairis HaTorah. On that day, Moshe explained the Torah. And what does that mean? Rashi says, B'shivim Loshon. He interpreted the Torah in all 70 languages, which is the Avodah of the Bali Lula. The Friedrich Rebbe's Avodah was to spread Mayanus Chutzah in 70 languages. What the Rebbe is alluding to is in other places the Rebbe said the Friedrich Rebbe was really the first one to take Chassidus and translate in other languages as well. We know that even by the Friedrich Rebbe this was somewhat limited. And the Rebbe went further and translated Chassidus in French and in Russian and in Spanish and in Portuguese and who knows how many other languages. So this is similar to what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He translated the Torah 70 languages. What's so unique about that? So what if it's in many languages? So on a simple level you say, well, if it's in different languages, then the Torah could reach, Chassidus could reach people in different countries. The fact that there's a need to translate it means that there are people that they can't read Hebrew, they can't understand Hebrew. So these are people that are really chutzah. And now the Torah could reach also them as well. The Chassidus said the reason why Moshe translated the Torah 70 languages because the Torah elevates the world, the Torah refines the world, transforms the world. So the mere fact that Moshe made it translated 70 languages, that like allows Torah to reach and affect all the 70 nations, all and everybody in the whole world. And the Rebbeinu should be Lo'ir Lechazik Ish Yisrael B'chol Enyonim Amurim B'Miyuchim B'Zius V'Abos Agul Teikav Miyad. We should give each other strength and inspiration, and especially in the avodah of doing everything we can to hasten Mashiach. And of course, the Rebbe says, La'eder al-Var Achonis, to make all the preparations for Fabrengas on Yud Shvat. Certainly, that Fabrengas will already be together with the Bali Lula, the Seder Einu B'Rashenu, and Moshe and Aaron Imohem. The Gemara says, a reference to certain things about the Beis HaMikdash, how are we going to know? So the Gemara says, I will know exactly what to do, because Moshe will be here, and Aaron will be here, and they'll tell us what to do. So that means that before everything else, anything else happens, there already be tekiyas amazon for Moshe and for Aaron. So the Rebbe says that for bringing you Shvat, we'll have ready the Friedrich Rebbe, Moshe and Aaron, Kiva should take from Yad Mamish, Yema Shabbos Kodesh Pashas Ba'ero, Yitzim B'nei Yisroel, B'nei Agolos, not Chas Shalom, we have to wait for them. It's already happening now. That now we go out of Golos, B'nei Reinu, B'skeneinu, B'neinu, B'neseinu. Like it says in the Medrash, in Parsha Shmois, Reuven V'Shim and Salkin, that the Yidden who went into Golos, they will come out of Golos, and Reuven V'Shim and Salkin, Aliyah, D'chol B'nei Yisroel, B'nei Agolos, Al-Agula, Mitzvah Shleima, that the Yidden will rise to a high level, they'll be like the others. In other words, the essence of all the Yidden will be revealed. What happens when Mashiach comes? The essence of everybody's neshama becomes revealed. So every Yid will be like the others. And that's not going to stop there, but Yidden will constantly be advancing and rising and going from level to level, the ilu achir ilu adei sof, like it says, yechum mechay lechoyel, yirah lekim betziyim, v'esimidash lishi, v'amshul v'esimidash adei keni yodach. Just to go back one moment on page 265, on the bottom, we didn't learn this piece, but the Rebbe talks about the fact that year Shabbos was Chof Tes Tevis, and during the week was Chof Dalet Tevis. Chof Dalet Tevis in the Alter Rebbe's yahrzeit. Chof Tes Tevis, the Rebbe says here, is the birthday of Rebbe Tzachanuk. The Hoyer, so the Rebbe says that Chof Tes means Koyach. That on this day, we see the Koyach of the month of Tevis. In other words, whatever Tevis is, comes out full strength on Chof Tes. The Hoyer, Chof Tes Tevis, Uyayim Uled, Shalimi Mirasi, Allah Shalom. Chof Tes Tevis is Rebbe Tzachanuk, the Rebbe's mother's birthday, Sheshmo Chana. And her name is Chana. She was named after a relative who was Chana, who was named after another person who was Chana. Ad al Shem Ima Shal Shmuel, till the first Chana, Shmuel and of his mother. Shasim v'chaysim tefilasa v'yitin ez l'malk of Yoram Kerem Mashiach. The bracha for Mashiach. And the connection to her is because Chana is the mother of Shmuel, and Shmuel is the one who anointed David HaMelech and appointed him, and David HaMelech is the Malchus of Mashiach. So it's interesting, very often when the Rebbe would talk about the Rebbe Tzachana, especially Vav Tishrei, he would always mention that her name is connected to Chana. In reference to Chana, it says, V'yitin reiz l'malka v'yarem kerem Mashiach. In other words, that there's a connection between Rebbe Tzachana and Mashiach. So I guess it's just good to know that the birthday is Mazal HaGeva, the Rebbe Tzachana is tonight. Tonight and tomorrow is the birthday of Rebbe Tzachana. And it's a good Zgula Dika time for everybody.